Did you know his full name?
Billy knew the kid. Jim. Jim.
James. James Hurley. He said he was from Twin Peaks.
He's a drifter. He's probably long gone by the time Mr. Marsh pulled out of the driveway.
Did he work here long?
Mrs. Marsh hired him to fix the Jaguar.
J-A-G-W. The car. How did you meet him, Mrs. Marsh?
Jeffrey's Jaguar broke down near Wally's. I went in to use the phone. He offered to help.
Okay, we'll check there. Thank you.
And so we bid adieu to James Hurley.
Give it a rest.
Careful, Evelyn. I'm not sure I can tolerate a nervous co-conspirator.
I just want it over with. All right.
Anything you say, Mrs. Marsh.
Malcolm killed Mr. Marsh. I'm being framed.
Can I get you something, Miss Hayward?
No, thank you. Look, it doesn't make any difference. We can't wait for the cops to catch us. I think I should call Ed.
No. I got my only chance to talk to Evelyn, because if she told me that this was all a setup, maybe she'll just tell the police that, too.
You're sure?
Yeah. You wouldn't have a chance. The cops would be waiting for you. We've got to keep moving.
She'd listen to me, though. I know she would.
Would she? Why? I'm gonna go call Ed. Stay here.
Hi, Ed. Hi, it's Donna. Listen, I don't have a lot of time, but I think James is in trouble. Well, he's been working for this woman, working on her car, and I think there's been this accident, and... Hi. How are you doing, Annette? Listen, I heard about your new boyfriend. Yeah, that's great, really. Good to hear it. So tell me about it.
Excuse me.
Hi, Frank.
What were you doing at Shelley's house last night, Bobby?
Shelley almost gets murdered and you're worried about what I'm doing? What about Leo Stein?
What were you doing at Shelley's house?
Look, here's the deal. Shelley and I are together, okay? We have been for a long time, since before Laura died, before and after Leo went into his drool mode.
Bobby, where were you the night the mill burned?
What's that got to do with this?
Leo tried to kill you. Maybe you shot him.
No way. I went to Shelley's house the night the mill burned down because I was worried about her. He was about to bury an axe in my head when Hank Jennings shot him through the window.
You sure it was Hank?
Absolutely.
What's Hank's connection with Leo?
I don't know, man. Why don't you tell me?
Shelley, do you have any idea where Leo might be now?
No, I don't.
I'll assign a couple of my deputies to the house 24 hours a day.
Hey, man, I can take care of Shelley, all right? You can just save the deputies.
Bobby Briggs, button it. You can go now.
Okay.
Shelley, don't worry. We're not going to let you out of our sight.
Thank you.
Come on, Shelley. I feel so much safer. Don't you, Shelley?
Bobby.
Get a life, punk. Gentlemen, another trip on the Seattle Loop. Twin Peak Shuttle. How are you? Looking good, Harry. Albert, Coop. Gentlemen.
What do you got?
My invite back to Twin Peaks. Wyndham Earl. Direct orders from Gordon Cole. As he so succinctly put it,
I'm worried about Coop!
Springfield, Kansas City, Lawton, Dallas, Jackson. Earl's been sending gift-wrapped packages to police departments and major law enforcement agencies. Each looks like a mail bomb, but they turn out to be harmless. The deliveries were paid for by a phony credit card signed Wyndham Earl.
What's in the boxes?
One article of clothing each. One, a white veil. Two, a garter. Three, a pair of white slippers. Four, a pearl necklace. And finally, a wedding dress.
Carolines.
He's got DEA and FBI, not to mention Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Illinois State Patrols looking for him. Everyone's invited to the party. But my guess is he won't dance with anyone but you, Coop. The vagrant from the office died from a knife wound severing the aorta.
Now, his finger is pointing directly at this chest piece. How did Earl manage that with the rigor mortis?
Well, now, rigor mortis goes from head to toe, but after 2 days, it leaves the body from toe to head. So he waited for it to leave the arms and the fingers so they could be maneuvered onto the chessboard. And then he played Zeus at the power station.
What was found?
This map, taped to the bottom of a table.
Good work, Albert.
He's making his move, most definitely. Oh, Coop, about the uniform.
Yes, Albert?
Replacing the quiet elegance of the dark suit and tie with the casual indifference of these muted earth tones,
It's a form of fashion suicide, but call me crazy. On you, it works.
Thank you, Albert.
Then, I trust you've slept well.
Well, you've slept. I've learned all about you. Leo Johnson. The police would like to see you as soon as possible. Let me see. Oh, drug trafficking. Arson. Ooh. Attempted murder. Domestic violence. Now, I am partial to that.
Well, Leo, I've cleansed your wounds. You're on the mend. I've removed the proverbial thorn from your paw. Leo, Leo the lion. Now, I want you to help me and obey me. Will you do that? Did you know that in the 13th century in Japan, the samurai were stripped of their weaponry, but they discovered that the aged and treated bamboo of their shakuhachi flute made an excellent cudgel. This flute is truly an instrument of pleasure, don't you think? Meow. I wanted to save this necklace for an occasion, but you ruined it. Meow. Now, come over here. I've made you some gruel. Yum, yum.
It's been 20 years, babe. One day we're talking about a graduation party, and the next day we're here. And in between, nothing but a world of hurt.
I tried not to think about it. I just spent more and more time at the diner, trying to make the place work, because I had nothing else. We were open every day, so I wouldn't have to have another life. No birthdays, no 4th of July, no Christmas.
Man, I turned all my Christmases into a week full of Mondays. When that didn't work, I thought about all the presents I never bought you, never got to give you.
I bought you a present last Christmas. It was a turquoise and onyx bolo tie. I walked over to your house to give it to you. But I couldn't go in. I just waited so I could see you through the window. I don't know why I couldn't go in. I'm sorry I didn't.
All that time. You should have been in my home. In my bed.
It's about the future now, Ed. And what we're going to do about it. I want you to come tonight after I close the diner. Take me home.
You're right. It's all ahead of us.
Plenty of time.
No. I may as well talk to her now. Hello, Nadine.
I got all the way to the district finals at Knife River, only to find out the airplane slam is illegal. I was disqualified. Second place, what a drag.
Oh boy, what a tough break, huh?
Hello, Nadine. I owe you an apology, Norma. I mean, I really pounded Hank, and I am sorry. But I thought he was gonna do something to Eddie. And I sort of got mad. Thank you. Know what? I know about you guys. And it's really, really okay. Because I don't have to feel so guilty about me and Mike.
You and Mike?
Well, I don't want to get into it, but I have to tell you, it is really, really serious. So you guys can go ahead and do whatever you want. I am completely cool about all of this. Really.
See, this is it. The Seattle police want answers, and I have to tell them something. They know you were connected with Jonathan.
How did he die?
He was shot 3 times in the back of the head.
Josie, if you were ever going to tell the truth, now be an ideal time.
Think I'll get another cup of joe. Is that you, Pete?
Yeah. Cooper?
Yeah.
I get over to the clean and save.
And Yeeny Pombalek is working the counter. He does not speak one word of English. Nada. Zip. She's from Budapest. We just stood there and looked at each other like we were made of wood.
Who's all this belong to, Pete?
Oh. Catherine's been running her into the ground.
Yeah, need a hand?
So I offered to stop by the dry cleaners and pick up Josie's stuff. You know, the only words I know in Hungarian are paprika and goulash. Took me 20 minutes to get this stuff. Oh, let me get that. Give me a hand.
Yep.
Yep. Hello. Just a moment. It's for Josie. Is she here?
She's in the other room, Pete.
Thomas, I'm so glad I found you. I was wondering if we could get together. Did you hear about what happened to Jonathan?
Dreadful.
Welcome to Twin Peaks, Mr. Eckert.
She's run back to Catherine Martell. I'm so disappointed.
Say it for spelba chavot.
A keď ho varšky omhánite v trilni.
So I asked Stonewall Jackson what he would like to do after we run the Yankees up into Canada. He said, follow him. I want to be the Duke of Montreal. I once asked him what he thought I should do with Lincoln. And he says, old honest Abe is about as useful to you as a spittoon cleaner in a whole house.
whoa, traveler! Whoa!
What do you think, Dr. Jacoby?
Well, letting him out to mingle with the public doesn't seem to help.
Well, you have to admit he's kind of fun this way.
What's the matter with you? That's my father, your brother. Can't leave him like this.
Oh, Audrey, honey, now there are some advantages to leaving him insane.
Telling the stories he told me to every man, woman, and child.
Now, Audrey, you know I was upset too, but there's some projects, both domestic and international, that I'd like a chance to develop. I mean, one man's crisis is another man's opportunity.
Let me tell you something, Uncle Jerry. We leave him the way he is, and I become executor of the estate.
No, Audrey, it's a little more complicated than that, sweetie.
No, it isn't. I've examined his will, Jerry. If my father becomes incapacitated, it all goes to me when I'm old enough. And I am old enough, dear, and he is incapacitated. Play my way either way. Or the only project you'll be developing is selling baseboard heaters at the local cash and carry.
What's happened to the man is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy, Jer. Dr. Jacoby, I want you to bring my father back.
To the office?
Parade! Rest!
To the real world.
I think it's time we implement the Appomattox scenario.
Hey, sorry I'm late. A couple bikers tried to take this jacket.
But old Stonewall's gone from her now. Cut down in a hail of Yankee lead. He died alone. Without my comfort. Laddie! Come here. You know what I want to hear. Troops about face. Dixie! Forward! Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. All times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish.
Mrs. Marsh, I'm Donna, James' friend. I remember you. Get the lady here a drink. With a little umbrella in it. Go on, dear, sit down, it's all right.
Why are you doing this to James?
Why not?
Because he's a good person.
He was good at two things, the car and me.
You don't get it, do you? I'm talking about our lives.
Life. Life will be rosy if you can just get out of one silly little jam. Maybe. Maybe not. Talk to me in a couple of years when your whole life has turned to crap.
You really like to make everything sound pointless and stupid, don't you?
If there was a reason to climb out of this primeval swill, believe me, dear, I'd know it.
Would you, really?
Well, here we are. The car's waiting, Mrs. Marsh. Get in it. I'm sorry about your friend, honey. There's nothing you can do. So why don't you trundle off to your little town, safe in the knowledge that if I ever see you here again, I'll kill you.
Don't do this to him! Please! Please!
Coop, take a look at this. Vicuna thread sample taken from Josie's coat. Traces found on the floor outside your room.
Like from the same coat?
Let me put it to you this way. Either Josie Packard pulled the trigger, or she's loaning her winter wear to the wrong kind of people. It's a perfect match.
What about the gloves?
Still checking for powder burns. I'll have the results in the morning.
From the Seattle homicide?
Locals are looking for a beautiful Asian woman, late 20s, in connection with the murder of one Jonathan Kumagai. Mr. Kumagai is an Interpol sheet as long as your arm and three holes in the back of his head. I'm betting the bullets will match the slugs we took from your vest.
I hope it's not Josie. For Harry's sake.
Coop, as you know, Truman and I have had our differences in the past, but the big lug's got his heart in the right place, if nothing else. And I'm not above feeling a little sympathy with a stalwart in the dough.
What's your point, Albert?
Speaking frankly.
Feel free.
Our sheriff's got a serious problem with his girlfriend.
Albert, not one word until we're certain.
Coop. Our John Doe's got a name. Eric Powell, transient. Former merchant marine by his prince.
Powell?
Yeah, ring a bell?
Powell was Caroline's maiden name.
Do you think this Powell is a relative?
No. Earl's playing the game according to his own rules. Every move he makes sends a message. The fact that he chose the name Powell tells me he hasn't forgotten a thing that went on between us.
So whenever he takes a piece from the board,
someone dies. I'd never beat him, Harry.
Coop, if you got a need for a chess expert, we got one of the best right here in town.
Checkmate. Checkmate. And mate.
Frankly, I am impressed.
I owe it all to the great Jose Raul Capablanca. Now, if there's chessboards in heaven, Jose's sitting next to the Lord.
Doc?
The mind reels. One of these days.
Pete, I need your help. I'm playing a chess match of considerable importance. Can't say any more than that. Suffice to say, I'd like to stalemate the game, losing as few pieces as possible. None, if that can be arranged.
Well, Agent Cooper, I'd be proud to serve.
Thanks, Pete. Great players are either far or few.
Hi. Shelley. I'm sorry about what happened. Are you okay? Not really. I wanted to come right over, but with Hank gone, it's been a madhouse here.
You, don't need any help, do you? I'd
feel safer, Norma.
Are you kidding? It hasn't been the same without you. When can you start?
Now?
Great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Norma? Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Excuse me. I need to talk to you for a minute.
Sure.
Norma, I figured you should know. Hank's nearly ready to leave the hospital.
What about his parole violations? Harry, this time I don't want him back.
Don't worry. He won't be back. Hank's going to jail. We're charging him with the attempted murder of Leo Johnson. Add that to breaking parole. Hank's going away for a long time.
help our guest with his coat.
I must confess I received your invitation with some surprise.
Well, word travels fast in Twin Peaks. I thought it was fitting that I dined with my late brother's business rival. Some wine, Josie.
Your brother was not always my rival. We were friends.
But your friendship soured.
Sadly. Men of business frequently find their personal lives disrupted by the larger portraits they paint.
Do you consider yourself an artist? The wine, Josie.
Of a sort, your brother was as well.
I wonder, Mr. Eckert, when you had him killed, was it for art or money? Don't stand there, Josie, poor.
Call me Thomas, your brother did.
Thomas. We'll have our orders now, Josie.
One does not kill for art or money. They are commodities easily lost and just as easily gained. However, one, or rather, I might find reason to kill for love.
Did you love her that much?
Yes.
Josie has the most incredible hands. Every finger a thing of beauty.
I remember.
I wonder, what shall we do about her? It would be a shame if you left empty-handed. Of course, I miss her cheery disposition. We become the best of friends. Two girls chatting over tea.
Perhaps you should purchase an animal of some kind, a cat or a dog.
If I give her to you, what will you give me in return?
How can I place a value on something so precious?
But you will try.
Yes.
Josie, Thomas and I will have our main course now.
Why'd you do it?
You know, I've been going through it. I can't figure it out.
James, you're not safe here. Malcolm,
was it the money? Is that it? No. No, I got it. It was Malcolm. Oh, yeah, he made you do it, right? You better tell me a story, Evelyn, because I'm all mixed up, and I just want to know why you would do this to me.
James. What did you expect? An apology? A hidden heart of gold? I did it all, James. I did everything. I found you. I lured you in and I kept you here while Malcolm planned a nice, neat little frame.
Why?
For the money. Out of fear. Because I wanted to do it. It's not exactly what you wanted to hear, is it, James? Truth hurts, doesn't it? James, you're good and you're honest. I'm not. But that doesn't mean there weren't moments when I truly wanted you here. Not for Malcolm or for the money, but for me. For the good and honest way that you taste.
Oh, I like how you taste, too.
Malcolm, what did you do? James! James, you hurt him!
He broke into the house. He was angry. He was crazy. He killed Jeffrey. And he came back to kill you. You poor defenseless little widow. But you were ready for him, Evelyn. You got your gun. And you shot James. You shot him till he was dead.
will leave. Welcome to our humble horse, home, General Lee.
Thank you. And you are?
Scarlett McLean. And this is my father. This is my father.
Oh. Wilma McLean, at your service. I'm indeed honored to be making your extremely sociable acquaintance.
And why are you armed with my sword, sir?
I like your sword, sire.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
Where is General Grant?
General Grant's a coming, sire. I know that.
Excuse us.
General Grant.
General Lee.
Sir, we met during the Mexican War. Do you remember?
I have come to surrender the North.
The Mexican War, sir, do you remember?
Oh, yes, yes. It was a good war, as I remember.
Nonsense! All wars are nothing but madness, disguised as the patriotic ventures of politicians, too old and too cowardly to participate in them. No, 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 sir, I have no love for war.
Me neither.
Even less for politicians.
Hey, amen.
But as far as the men who fight them, they have my eternal respect and sympathy. All right, General, enough of this fruitless conversation. My terms. Federal officers may keep their sidearms and other general positions. Officers and men claiming to own their own horses may keep them too. And officers and men will be allowed to return to their home, not to be disturbed by the Confederate States authorities.
I surrender.
Of course you do.
The articles.
Yes, sir. The articles.
Sir.
The articles, sir.
You will sign.
Oh, yes, yes, right. Yes. And may I add that you've been a valiant opponent of fine character.
I thought the North won the Civil War.
Twin Peaks, Ben.
Oh, I had the strangest dream. And you were there. And you. It was incredible. There was a war. And I was General Robert E. Lee. And somehow, in spite of incredible odds, I won.
Now you're home, Daddy.
Yes.
I'm home. Atta boy, Ben.
How do you feel? Any after effects, like dizziness? Or...
I feel terrific. I feel,
Yes?
What is it, Daddy?
What are you doing in those clothes? Huh?
Hey, what? Attaboy, Ben!
Come on. What's the joke?
Attaboy, Ben!
Work slowly and with care. Everything must be written with a steady, uncompromising hand.
No, no, no. Terrible. Erase. Erase. Now, try again. Concentrate! Lee!
wheel, for heaven's sake!
Now here. Let me show you. Like this. There you go. Much better. I am proud of you, Leo.
Window?
Oh. Yes. Window. Pretty words for pretty girls. Which one shall be my queen?
No, Malcolm, I can't.
Just your prints. Leave the rest to me. Do my best to imitate the actions of a hysteric. Five shots, tightly grouped, as though the gun went off in your hand. Repeatedly.
No! 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 James! Don't hurt him anymore, please!
Give me the gun.
I already called the cops. They're on their way. It won't work, Malcolm.
He's lying. Give me the gun.
Evelyn, please don't let us die. Please! Please!
Evelyn. Give me the gun, Evelyn. Evelyn, give me the gun.
No.
Evelyn.
No.
Give me that gun. Evelyn. Evelyn.
I can't do this, Malcolm.
But I will. I will.
Jeffrey came back to kill me. He was ready, though. I got my gun, and I shot him. I shot him until he was dead.
Miss Audrey Horn, please. Owls.
Breathtaking, wasn't she? A truly beautiful woman, Caroline. Funny, isn't it? After all this time, after all that happened in Pittsburgh, I still love her. And I know that you do too. Now, Dale, listen carefully. It's your move.